Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. A question I'm often asked is, how do you set yourself up in the right way to heighten your chances of trading success? Now, obviously, this includes knowing the right stocks you should be looking at, but also how you should set your analysis and everything else up. So given this, I've devised a three-step process to ensure you have yourself set up correctly. Firstly, what are your trading or investing goals? Now, this might sound like a bit of a strange way to start working out how to set yourself up for trading success, but let me ask you this. If you don't know what you want to achieve from your trading, how will you know when you get there? Now, this doesn't need to be a hugely time-consuming task. However, it is such an important one, as knowing exactly what you want to achieve from your trading will set you on the right path to selecting the correct stocks and trading instruments that suit your trading style and profit requirements. Now, creating your why is crucial here. Why are you trading? What is its purpose? Is it to perhaps enable you to have more free time with your family? Once you have your why, or what is sometimes known as your definite major purpose, written down, the how and the when of your goals becomes so much easier. This then makes your decision process for stock selection far easier, as once you know what you want to achieve from your trading, your stock selection is rounded to those stocks that are most likely to achieve such results. For example, if your goal is to simply have some income from dividends coming in, then immediately your overall focus will be on stocks that produce a high dividend yield. If your goal is to achieve strong growth, then you are likely to select stocks that produce strong growth. Number two, set up your watch list the right way. Now that you know what sort of stocks you are going to trade, the next step is putting your stocks into a watch list so that you can monitor them. This should be a relatively easy task. However, the amount of people who don't seem to get this quite right still amazes me. So how do you set up a great watch list? Firstly, you need to incorporate a small amount of stocks to make your overall analysis easier. I would recommend no more than 12 to 15 stocks in your watch list. Why this number? I found that this is the amount that seems to be the most comfortable with most people. Having this amount of stocks allows for easy monitoring and analysis. The amount of people I see with 40 or 50 stocks in a watch list is amazing. And such a number is far too large to analyse effectively, so you are spreading your analysis time too thinly, which leads to mistakes being made and overall overwhelm and frustration. The key to successful trading is to keep things simple. Now, you may have more than one watch list, particularly if your trading goals dictate that you are looking for perhaps growth and income, and this is fine. However, ensure you keep to that important number of between 12 to 15 stocks. You may even decide that you require less stocks, and this may be somewhere between, say, 8 and 10, and that is also fine. Number three, systemize your analysis. Now, McDonald's is the most successful franchise restaurant in the world. You can say what you like about the quality of the food, but there is no denying the impact this company has had on the fast food retailing scene. What is the key to McDonald's success? The business is completely systemized, and the systems are so ingrained into the McDonald's business model, and the success of the business is so reliant on following these systems to the letter, that each restaurant can be run by teenagers. The moral of the story is that you need to have systemization in your trading as well. Write up a system for how you analyze each of your stocks to ensure consistency across your workbook. For example, how many charts do you have open at any one time for the one stock? Personally, I have my monthly and weekly chart open for each stock with my specific analysis applied to each. What analysis do you apply to each chart? A personal example again is that with the monthly chart, I will add percentages of the all-time high and the all-time range, etc., etc. I then look for major areas of clustering here and then look to mark these with a horizontal line to declutter and simplify my analysis as much as possible. Also ensure you make use of the layer function if you are using a software program such as Market Analyst, so that each specific part of your analysis is in different layers and can be turned on or off easily. The amount of traders I see with so much stuff on their charts that you cannot read the chart behind all the indicators would absolutely astound you. Paralysis by analysis rings true here, so keep everything simple, and this will decrease the amount of time you spend analysing stocks and allow more time to concentrate on your trading. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.